All right, you can get a hold of us at Ben and Kelly Show. We always try to, you know, respond, first of all, to any message that we get. But if you DM us, we could always toss it out and, you know, try to help you.
Yep. So we got this message. My neighbor was moving out. He had a garage sale for two consecutive weekends. Now, I was blown away by how rude these garage sailors can be. Okay. And how the world seems to revolve around them. It's like they see a sale, lose their minds.
Okay.
One lady drove up on his lawn and broke a sprinkler head. Another lady backed over his mailbox, and they seemed to linger like no other.
Oh.
I was low-key watching this older guy circling this toaster for what seemed like an eternity. I was laughing to myself because I immediately thought of you guys because it looked like one of those Michael Graves toasters from Target a million years ago.
Oh, yeah. Love that collection.
Anyway, I went in to make a sandwich, came out a half hour later. He was still looking it over, trying to figure out if he could spring for the $5.
Right.
I was just curious if anyone else had any similar yard sale experiences. Thanks for the laughs, guys. Jeff.
So I remember when I, my brother-in-law lived in Bloomington, went to IU, and driving up 46 to Bloomington, like on a Saturday morning,
yeah,
that was like the yard sale gauntlet.
Yes, that's the strip, right?
That was a strip, like all the way from 65 to Terre Haute. Like,
oh, wow.
You could roll miles.
It's a smorgasbord.
I know. It was like a gauntlet of yard sales. And I remember just driving up and going, man, there are dozens of cars at every single one of these. It's like everybody in Indiana knows about this.
Uh-huh. So, well, yeah, I feel like there are probably tons of stories out there. Got a text from Barb. Once went inside to get more change when I found three kids eating snacks and watching TV. They told me, our mom told us to go inside and relax because she was going to be here for a while. Kid you not, ever since we've always made sure the doors in the house were locked.
That's a good suggestion to those who are thinking of having a yard sale or garage sale to make sure that you lock the doors on your
house. I mean the audacity. Mommy's going to be here. There's lots to sift through. Just go on inside. I'm sure they're not going to mind. Make yourself a little, you know, sandwich if you'd like. Watch some TV. Mommy's going to be here.
I remember when my mom, when I was growing up, she had a couple yard sales. And, you know, the day before, you know, we're pricing everything. And, you know, I'm wanting to like put cents on it. And she's like, no, just round it to dollars. I'm like wanting to put like, I want it $5.75 on this. She's like, no, just put $5. It's fine.
Yes. Yeah. She went down to five instead of six. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she's just wanting to move this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And get
it's
it
priced to sell.
Right. Exactly. And, I remember going to, just like walking down the street to a yard sale from, when the person dies? An estate sale.
Okay. Yes. An estate sale.
Yeah. So I was going to an estate sale and, just kind of, you know, rummaging through all the porcelain figurines that this lady had.
Oh my
gosh. And I remember just someone, legit breaking she had like one of those, motorized Jeeps, like one of those kid size motorized Jeeps, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so someone like jumped in it, and it was an adult, not a kid, that jumped in it and broke the axle on it.
You break it, you buy it.
And no, this person was like, nope, don't want it. It's broken.
Oh my gosh, because you broke it.
Yes, and just got up and left. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Hideous. Just despicable and behavior.
And that's when, you know, and there was some words that were being said.
Oh,
and,
of course. I'm sure there were.
And my wife and I just kind of look at each other and we're like, we're going to go.
Drama at the yard sale.
We're going to go.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So, yeah. Have you done any sort of yard sales or anything like that?
Yeah, I've had like nothing but positive experiences. In fact, when we were having a yard sale to kind of, when I was getting ready to move, we had gotten engaged and we were selling my house, and we were kind of like winding down, and a dude rolls up with like a trailer attached to his pickup truck, and was like, "How much for all of it?
I want to buy all of it."
Yes, and he legit like cleaned us out. We were like, $150 Yep. He, sold.
He's
took
like,
all my stuff. And I think he was probably going to then try to resell it.
Right.
At his like yard sale or maybe he had a flea market. Don't know. Don't care. All I know is I got to unload all of it. We didn't have to figure out like to take trips to Goodwill or anything like that. Look at that. That was awesome.
He probably knew that he was rolling up on Kelly K's house.
Oh,
and
sure.
So he was like, here's Kelly K's lamp. Sure. I'm going to upsell this $15.
He had a sombrero of mine that I got like as a birthday gift at a Mexican restaurant. Oh,
this is Kelly K's official sombrero.
It's $10. That's right.
$10 for Kelly K's sombrero.
It could be yours.
All right. Well, Jeff, it sounds like you had a pretty fun experience. And I love when people haggle over $3 or $4, you know,
oh,
it's $4 and they're like, no, I'll give you $2 for this. And like, no, it says four. It's like, nope, I can only spring.
I don't know if I can do four today.
I can only spring two for two. And it's like, and it's like, all right, fine, two. And it's like, can you break a five? It's like, dang it, man. Like, all right. Well, hey, thanks for messaging us, Jeff. Yeah, it sounds like that there have been some other experiences of crazy.
Well, yeah, and thanks to Barb for the hot tip about locking the doors so the kids don't go in and make some snacks and watch your TV. My God.
Yeah, if you've got a story that you want to share, you can at Ben and Kelly Show or 502-571-9970.